Welcome to the My Best Self podcast. This is your home to discover unshakable confidence, peace, and motivation to become your best self. I'm your friend and host, Natalie Champlin. Now, let's make it a great day. All right. This is for anyone interested in knowing why I've been gone for the last 2+ months. And probably the easiest way to sum it all up is just flipping pregnancy. But I'm 18 weeks pregnant. That means I'm almost halfway. So like 4 months for all of you who do the months thing. And you know what? This has been the hardest pregnancy that I've had. This is my third child, and I did a lot of traveling in February, March time, and that's when I kind of first found out I was pregnant, and I had these trips booked, and honestly, it was really rough. I got on a plane to, where did I go? I went to Nashville, and I went to Arizona, and then I had this big crazy thing I did here in Salt Lake, and it was too much for me, this stress. I went through this training. It's a personal and professional development training called BU. And my brother-in-law said it was like 20 years of therapy in a weekend, which it's true. It was crazy. It was so awesome. But it was a huge amount of just stress, the good kind of stress, but kind of this emotional release. And so that almost threw me over the edge. On top of going to these two different events, when I went to Arizona, I went for Brandon Burchard's High Performance Academy. I fainted, like I passed out while we were descending into Phoenix, and the flight attendant guy had to like be, all the people were bracing him and he was bracing me because I was like passed out. And then I woke up and there was like, people put like cold pressed things all over my body and someone put my hair in a ponytail and I was like, I gotta barf. And I just, I woke up and I barfed and it was horrible. It was so horrible. I have not felt that horrible in a long time. And I was debating whether or not I should even go on this trip. And so an hour earlier, you know, I was just talking to Brock, like, should I go? It was rough. And I ended up going to one out of the like 4 days of the event. I literally just stayed in the hotel room and like slept and tried not to throw up. It was, you know, it was kind of rough. And that threw off my groove when it came to podcasting every single day. You know, my podcasts are pretty short. They're 5, 6, 7 minutes long. But it's hard when you don't know what to say and you don't feel very good. And so I just stopped. I stopped because that's what worked for me and that's what I needed to do to refocus on taking care of myself and my family and getting back on my 2 feet. So obviously now it's middle of May. Feeling so much better. If any of you have ever been pregnant or have known someone or maybe have a partner, the second trimester is definitely the best. It's when you feel the best. So that's where I'm at right now. We're so excited. The baby is due in the middle of October for anyone who's curious. But there's just been a lot that's happened from a physical standpoint. Like my physical health has not been in the best it's been. And if you listened to my old podcast, the Mentee podcast, you would probably know that. I went through some serious depression last year and was, ended up in the hospital just a week before Thanksgiving. And just I can't believe how bad it got. It was kind of crazy. And I am definitely doing a lot better, but still have a lot to learn. And it's amazing because I would call myself a high performer. I have been extremely high performing in the past. I've done very well for myself as far as professionally, you know, being an entrepreneur. So it's kind of weird for me to be in this spot where I feel like I'm not doing as well as I have been. But that's okay because I do feel like this, you know, breaking down this, whatever it is that I had, has taught me so, so much that I am going to be able to make a huge comeback to an even higher level than I have been in the past. So I really sincerely appreciate you. being there for me, sticking with me, listening to this podcast, and happy to answer any questions. Sometimes I don't know whether or not to talk about some of the, you know, mental illness and physical illness that I went through, because it's a sign of weakness. It's very vulnerable, and no one wants to talk about how like they're depressed. But you know, that was very real for me, and I struggled with my self-worth, thinking I am just totally a worthless human because I am depressed, and then realized that that's just not true, and that was stopping me from getting the help that I needed. So if you're feeling that way, you know, take care of yourself. It is not bad to be selfish and take care of your body when you need to do that. So that is kind of the short and long maybe of it. I don't know. Is that a thing? Short and long. That's kind of what happened. I do plan to podcast more regularly. I am not promising that I'm going to do it every day, but I think that at least a weekly podcast is in the future. I am also working on some online courses that are in my, it's called My Best Self Academy. It's on Teachable. Right now, everything is free. It's open access. You can come sign up. That will change in the future. I am going to create some sweet courses and some programs, you know, and live events that go along with them. So if you'd like to get in, I won't promise you that everything will stay free, but maybe if you're one of the first people who supports me, you know, I'm going to show you some love. So thank you again. If you have any questions, you can just email me at Natalie. Actually, I've made a new email. You can email me at businessnatalie@gmail.com. How cool is that? Because girl got her business girl hat on. So businessnatalie@gmail.com is where you can reach me. And thank you. I love you. I hope you have an awesome day. And I hope that this podcast blesses your life, gives you a little dose of happiness, of motivation, of clarity, you know, of confidence that you need to start living your best life, or keep living your best life and create an even more amazing life today. Thank you for tuning in to the My Best Self podcast. If this inspired you or helped you in some way, it would mean the world to me for you to do three things. Number one, subscribe to the podcast. Number two is rate and leave a 5-star review on iTunes. And if you do number two, the number three is to screenshot your review and post it on your Instagram stories and then tag me at Natalie Champlin, and I would love to send you a personal thank you and have a conversation with you. Thank you so much for letting me be in your ear today. I cannot wait till we get to hang out next time. Till then, choose happy and keep on smiling.